fair share of scary experiences, mostly paranormal, but the one that I will never forget lasted about a week. Long post ahead. It was early November in 2010, and we've just finished celebrating All Souls Day, Day of the Dead, here in the Philippines. We lived in a small subdivision surrounded by kind neighbors, so we didn't really expect things to turn south that fast. It's just me, my brother, my mom, and dad, grandfather, and cousin who've been living in the house for about 6 months, and so far, so good. My mom's store is doing great. First time being able to watch Cartoon Network and Nickelodeon. And I've just started my Pokemon Fire Red playthrough. Then it happened. My cousin told us about the voices she hears at night and the consistent banging she feels underneath her bed. We shrugged it off as some nightmare, and days passed until she brought it up again, but this time, she woke up nearby the stairs at 3 a.m., and that actually made my parents a little worried. I was a kid, so I wasn't actually scared, to be honest. I'm actually pretty pumped to experience my first actual paranormal activity. My brother, on the other hand, was quiet for some reason. What my cousin told us the next day actually sent shivers down my spine. She was taking a bath, and when she poured water on her back, it parted ways like someone or something was on her back. Initially, it wasn't that scary, but I was reminded of Shudder and the Boy. That scared me to death when we watched it. The scene on the ladder. It was then that my brother admitted he can see spirits. Actually, shadow and light figures. And my dad actually experienced participating in an exorcism when he was still young. The events that proceeded to unfold are just horrifying, thinking about it now that I'm older. We had our first exorcism, and it wasn't what I expected it to be. She was just lying on the bed and saying weird stuff. I actually hoped that she'd be levitating or rotating her head, not gonna lie. She was able to rip a page from the Bible before becoming stable. My brother heard voices of different genders and ages. What's worse is that she had to sleep in our room, since hers is cursed or something. She slept below the side where I usually sleep, and in that moment, I'd never wanted to go to sleep faster in my entire life. The thought of opening your eyes and she's floating above you or staring directly at you in your eyes, ugh. The next day was kinda tame. My cousin was doing fine, and my grandpa just happened to see a lady in a black veil coming down from the stairs and into the kitchen, which was just an extension of the house. I was outside that time, as well as my parents and brother, so not the type of news we'd wanted to hear. The next day was the grand finale, good versus evil, as I watch everything unfold while eating a bowl of noodles. It's the worst she's ever been physically, and it looked terrifying. She started doing incantations to watch my dumb 10-year-old brain respond with more made-up incantations. I did not take it seriously at all. They decided to cleanse her room, which was even more hard, because her brother was participating in the cleanse and eventually getting possessed too. He looked at one of the images of my grandmother, to which he described the eyes turning black, and that's when he lost control. He was friggin' strong, being able to take on my dad and priest's assistant. Eventually, she threw up a black necklace and decided to dance with it, as witnessed by my kid brain. She looked into a mirror, and just like that, it was over. They took care of the mirror, and she was brought into church rehab. We didn't realize how many spectators we had outside of our house. We discovered that the owner of the house had performed a ritual after the extension, so yeah, we had to move out. I'm glad it's just the house that's haunted. She's doing fine now, and so are we. According to some of our ex-neighbors, they still see figures inside her room when they walk past it. Very terrifying.